Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi everyone, Tim Kitzer here from NBA Jam and NFL Blitz, and you're listening to Growing Up the Same with Trayvon Edwards and Jason Madison. Ooh, boom shakalaka. And now here's your starting lineup: Trayvon Edwards, Jason Madison. Ooh, boom shakalaka.
And today we have a special guest. We have a good friend, Alric Augustine, aka Butta. What's going on?
What's up, brothers? Man, thank y'all for having me today. I'm happy to be here.
No doubt. Man. Alric Augustine, a.k.a. Butta, is the creator and founder of Keep It Run 100, a run club based out of Los Angeles. He's also known around the city as the mayor of L.A.
And now it's time for the one or the two with J Skills.
Prince or MJ?
Michael Jackson.
Beano or Blast?
Blast.
212 parties or Greystone?
It was 212 for sure.
Colony or Toxic?
Toxic.
The 10 Freeway or the 405?
The 10.
Compton or Watts?
I'm gonna go.
Say the right answer too.
Trey with the press.
I'm about to go Compton.
Freaking or Crip walking?
Man, you don't put me in a tough spot right now. I'm more freaking.
Crenshaw or Slauson?
Ooh. Slauson.
Rosecrans or Market Street?
I'm going to go Market.
The butter taco or the butter donut?
Ooh. Listen, man. I plead the fifth on that one because they both fire.
Yeah.
They both fire.
Dodgers or Lakers?
Dodgers.
Tequila or vodka?
Tequila.
Moet or Vuv?
Mo.
Clubhouse or OnlyFans?
I've never been on OnlyFans, but I'm gonna take that over Clubhouse.
They both janky.
Yeah. Both for sure janky.
Comedy or action movies?
Oh. Action comedy.
Yeah. All right. Lowdown Dirty Shame or How to Be a Player?
How to Be a Player.
Fat Beach or Soul Plane?
Soul Plane.
Paper Soldiers or I Got the Hookup?
Paper Soldiers.
Foolish or Tripping?
Tripping.
Next Friday or House Party?
House Party for sure. Greatest movie of all time.
White Men Can't Jump or Above the Rim?
Ooh, I'm gonna go White Men Can't Jump.
Bad Boys or Beverly Hills Cop?
Beverly Hills Cop.
New Jack City or Dead Presidents?
New Jack City.
Belly or American Gangster?
American Gangster.
Tupac or Kendrick?
Kendrick.
Biggie or Jay-Z? Not everybody knows how Butter feels about Pac. Butter's not the biggest Pac fan, just for the listeners out there.
What was the next one?
Biggie or Jay-Z?
That's tough. I'm gonna go big.
Kobe or LeBron?
I'm gonna go Kobe.
Derek Fisher or Nick Van Exel?
Nick Van Exel.
Lamar Odom or Eddie Jones?
Eddie Jones.
Yin Yang Twins or the Hot Boys?
Hot Boys.
T-Pain or Lil Jon?
T-Pain.
112 or Jagged Edge?
112.
Rick Ross or 2 Chainz?
Ross.
Jeezy or Gucci?
I'm gonna go Gucci.
Skittles or M&M's?
M&M's.
M&M's or Doolins?
Or Doolins? The soulful smile?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, M&M's is so okay. I'm gonna go Doolins.
Hey, for people that don't know, that's not from LA. That's a soul food restaurant.
Yeah, people's like M&M's or what? Yeah, M&M's was a soul food restaurant that was in LA. We had a few of them. I don't know if any of them are still
there. I went to the Carson one, bro. I'm an East Side baby.
Yeah, the there was one on Carson. And
there was one on King and Crenshaw.
Yeah. But I think they all.
It was one on Imperial. Yeah, I think they all gone.
Yeah. Popeyes, Louisiana.
Louisiana, Manchester, Normandy.
Press Juice or Creation?
pressed.
A1 or fresh and meaty?
That's also a crazy name.
What? Oh, fresh and meaty?
That's a crazy name for a business.
I mean, fresh and meaty burger. You got to throw that on there. No, the two burger spots. People ain't going to know half the shit I'm talking about. This is some real LA shit, y'all. Hulk Hogan or Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Bret Hart.
Bret the Hitman Hart. The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
All right. Y'all got to relax. You gotta relax. This is a Shawn Michaels podcast.
High school parties or college parties?
College parties.
Free shoes or free food?
Free food.
Being a girl dad or an LA legend?
Oh, girl dad, for sure.
Owning property or giving back to the community?
Giving back.
Jordan 1 or Jordan 4?
Jordan 6. But if I have to choose between those, I'm going to go Jordan 1.
Yeah.
I love the ones in the 4s, but I'm going to go Jordan 1.
Hyperflights or foam posits?
Phones. I'm gonna go phones.
AirPods or headphones?
Oh, AirPods. AirPods.
Prestos or Ultra Boosts?
Prestos.
Jokes or facts?
Depends on the setting. I'm gonna go jokes.
Yeah. And the last one. The last one, being outside or inside?
Outside, for sure.
For sure.
I'm outside.
We outside.
How's the one?
Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients, Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great, and it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, even at the gym. People, it's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple, and you don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Right now, bomb listeners. That's right. This podcast that you're listening to, the Black Opinions Matter. You guys all go to lucy.co and use promo code BOM to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's Lucy, LUCY.co, and use promo code BOM at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, and be sure to use that promo code BOM.
Well, we're going to go back and find out how butter became butter. What is young Alric's relationship with hoops?
Man, hoop was everything for me growing up. Middle school, high school, I went to Washington, hooped there for a little bit. There comes a point in your life where, you realize that this may not be the route for you. And it's not in a negative way, but you got to figure something else out. But growing up, that's all I did was play basketball. Y'all know I go traveling to different parks with your crew. You got your five, taking your five all across the city, trying to get some run. I still love it, I still love it, but I don't think I'm ever. It's a very slim chance of ever getting me out there again.
What was the parks that you went to when you was younger?
Well, like, so I grew up in LA, like off like Gage and Western. So I'd be at St. Andrews, I'd be at Van Ness, I'd be at
Press Ratio, by the way.
Listen, I was cool, I was good. So you know, me and Thursday hit what's that park over there by his crib? Damn, Del Air. We used to hoop at Del Air. We used to go everywhere, man.
Hey, you naming some sick parks, man. For right. Real.
No, I was up at Van Ness. So you telling me you didn't get pressed playing hoop in the city?
I could honestly, I never got pressed, bro.
I got pressed at Jesse Owens.
Yeah, J.O. I used to hoop at J.O. too.
Yeah, it was a lot going on in our era, bro. Like a lot of other activities outside of the basketball court.
All right.
Like niggas was doing a lot. But
yeah, because you know, with that, it's like, you know, a lot of things is how you carry yourself too. I mean, some it'd be people out there tripping.
Yeah.
And then like if you carry yourself looking for the press, you're gonna get pressed. So
right.
You know, that was never my thing. Like that's not my field of expertise. So like I'm not out there, you know, I'm not out there tripping.
So who was the nicest person that you play with, because obviously your generation have birthed some great ballers from the city.
Man, you know, there's all like, cause I'm 2001, so like, you know, my year is Tyson, Josh Childress, Deshaun Stevenson, all them went pro. But like I had just homies who just didn't even get anywhere, you know what I'm saying? Didn't even get close to the league, but they had so much game. Like Trey, I know you know John Clemens. That's one of my closest friends, bro.
Clemens, yeah.
John had game, bro. John, like, I came up with John from like 7 years old, and I was always like impressed by his game. John at Westchester, you know, they had the bigger names at Westchester, but I was out of like, you know, Bottoms, LB, all them. I was a huge Ashanti fan. Bro, yeah. Like I love
shouts to Ashanti Cook, by the way. Yeah,
I love Ashanti. But no, I played against like Wesley Stokes in Long Beach. You know, it was some cats. You know, that's not, you know, like I said, the biggest names. But you know, if I brought them up, people know who they were.
Yeah,
yeah. Sure. I'm not even asking about big names. It's more so just, you know, the cats from the city, because we.
I mean, shit, he naming cats from the city.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I wanted him to name them cats, because it's like everybody knows Russell, James, DeMar, you know what I'm saying, all the NBA cats. But it's like it was so many guys that was right under there, or even like the guys who were really popping in high school at Fairfax, Westchester, Hassan and all of them. That was kind of like maybe in the middle of y'all age and my age. But like, you know, so it was a whole bunch of people that is dope that didn't make it to the league, you know.
You know what's crazy? I ain't never seen but a hoop, dog. With now you and Kenny, two niggas I ain't never seen hoop, but I used to always, you know what I mean? Like I see y'all at everything else. Like I remember the first time I met you, I forgot what particular party I was at. I also seen you randomly at Hollywood Hookah when I was with Lamar Odom. You remember that?
I do remember that.
That was a random night, by the way.
Right, that was so random. Right.
But long story short, everybody used to be like, yo, he got the best ankles in the city. And when he said that, he's talking about crib walking. And I'm like, yo, because that's a thing, like a tradition. You don't have to gangbang. You don't have to be associated with anything. But it's a part of our culture. It's a dance. And, you know, that's where you battle. And a lot of people used to be like, you know, butter. And then God rest his soul, Booby and Steve Moore. And then, you know, you could go down a line of different guys that had the best ankles in the city. And I remember vouching for you like early on in Twitter, like 2011, 2012. I'm like, I got money on butter. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what I mean? You like, I might have to come out of retirement if the bread involved, you know what I'm saying? But definitely that's how I knew you. So now I'm definitely going, I know you'd be running, but we might have to get out on the court and shoot.
Listen, man, Listen, we'll get some jumpers up.
No, that's all I can do now. I'm tapped. I ain't out there doing nothing. Sure. What's your relationship with television growing up?
Television, you know, growing up, we had, you know, things we tapped into, TGIF, Nickelodeon, whatever we watched as kids, you know, like you want to run home and get home after school to watch Darkwing Duck and tell, you know what I'm saying, Tailspin, shit like that. Television was big, you know, because outside of just like normal TV shows, I watch a lot of sports. So being able to catch, you know, Laker games, Clipper games, whoever, you know, just because to try to hone my craft at the time, you know, try to hoop and play basketball. TV played a big part in there.
Yeah, no, you just named off some classic shows. I mean, we had some other guests that was on here, and I think we talked about Power Rangers, but like that run, because you're around my age too, of coming home and being able to catch Power Rangers, VR Troopers,
right,
Beetleborgs. Like, nigga, you stay home, you might catch Recess and Sonic the Hedgehog. There's so many different type of good television shows on back in the day. And then at night we had Living Single, Martin, New York Undercover. Right. You know what I'm saying? Just a whole rollout. So TV was just completely different.
Even the random shows though, like Gargoyles and...
That's what I'm saying. The one-offs was crazy, bro.
Yeah, like it was some wild shit. And then like even the... like I even fucked with the UPN whole little lineup. Like,
you was watching
Homeboys in Outer Space.
Homeboys Outer Space.
Malcolm and Eddie. You know what I'm saying?
Malcolm and Eddie was fire.
Yeah, like they had a... I mean, even niggas forget In the House was a dope little show niggas used to watch.
In the House was fire, bro. Yeah. Like just even thinking about that shit though, TV is definitely hitting different. Do you watch TV now? Do you have time to watch TV? Let me rephrase that.
Before the pandemic, I was not into TV. But you know, once the world slowed down, it gave me a chance to kind of catch up on some things. Right now, I'm tapped into like, I make sure I watch Snowfall. Snowfall's
Mando.
Is some heat.
That's Mando. And they telling the story right, so I'm happy about that.
Right. Netflix, I try to catch, I caught the season of Last Chance U. Mm-hmm. That's big. That's great. You know, it's a great documentary. What else?
Do y'all know the coach on there? Because I heard a lot of people talking about it and saying it was a good show. I didn't watch this.
I don't know the coach personally.
I don't know him personally, but I know other people that have tapped in with him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I seen a lot of people was talking about it and saying how good of a coach he was. And I was like, oh, wow.
He's just passionate, man. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you got to be a little bit crazy to get the best out of
them type of
kids. Sometimes, and that's the thing.
Right.
That's rare to be seen in this era, too, in 2021, because you can barely talk to kids. I had some coaches that talked to me crazy, dog. Like, I had a coach tell me he's going to send my black ass back to Compton, bro, and he's going to go get another one of me. White coach.
Right.
Like, like, all right, in my head, I ain't looking at it like, oh, he racist, I'm about to go tell on him. It was like, he really can go get another one of me because I'm only 6'1", and I can jump. But it's like 12 other of us that 6'1", that can jump right back at the crib. So, you know what I mean? I'm a hoop, you know what I mean? But I also learned how certain coaches micromanage too, where they was just like, if it was an inner city, if it wasn't an inner city kid and he was from like maybe the local area. So I went to school at Fresno City for a year, and they had a kid from Clovis, and the kid had both parents, mild mannered, like one of the nicest dudes ever. And he would be very gentle with them niggas. And I had to like take a step back and understand, especially when I became a coach, that you can't talk to everybody the same way, because you would kill his confidence if you going hard on him and he can't do that way, versus he would talk to, you know, me, the kids from New York, the kids from Chicago, crazy. Like, talk to us crazy to a point where we like, nigga, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, we like, fuck him. But we motivated to like, we ain't going back to the crib. We going back to the crib with something like a scholarship or a championship. All right. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, if you back at the house and you idle, you're going to get in trouble.
But would you ever teach or like coach running, like be a track coach at a high school or college?
I mean, like, I don't have track experience, but like, you know, like I know, you know, little something when it comes to this running thing. But like, I'm not opposed to like helping, you know, the youth, because I was working on middle school to start a run program called the Morning Mile, just to get kids active. Mm-hmm. But like long distance and stuff, like I'm not opposed to like teaching, you know, later on down the line and working at school.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah, you should look into cross country for sure, since it's distance running. You know what I mean? Because that's definitely one of the things. I ran track at Compton, and you know, I didn't know nothing about it. I had no fundamentals. I didn't know how to get in the blocks. I'm standing up. I hear the gun, pop, and then I just take off running. And it was cool, but you know, like especially representation, and you kind of getting into that. Mm-hmm. That goes into so many sports, especially like wrestling and soccer, where you got to have your stamina and endurance up. If you can get them kids to be active like that, then that works tremendous, you know, range for them, not just only for
sure
track.
And you cool. Like that's always been the biggest thing for me with coaches. Like I wasn't like a super athlete, but I played sports all up and through high school. And like, it was always the cool coaches that I wanted to fuck with, or, you know, like play for.
I ain't had none of them niggas.
And that's what I'm saying. It was a rare thing to find a cool coach. I remember people, you know what I'm saying? Like people hated the Fairfax basketball coach. People hated this coach and that coach. And you know what I'm saying? Like nobody liked their coach. And I felt like that was a big hindrance, you know?
But all the cool coaches, them niggas were snakes, bro. You be trying to be cool with that nigga.
They want something out of the deal.
That's it, bro. Like you be tapping in with them, you joking with them, and they could be like, "All right, get on the line." What? We was just joking, bro. Come on, dog. You a sucker. But I also understood when I became a coach too. I was like, okay, I see what it is. These niggas think they think shit sweet. Your last topic was video games. What's your relationship with video games?
Right now.
Well, not now. I'm not a, back then.
I'm not a big video game. I had everything, you know, Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Xbox. I mean, no, GameCube.
Sega Genesis.
Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Listen, I did it all, man. Video games was huge for us coming up. Like that was our escape, where I get away from just every, you know, life's whatever it was throwing at us at that time. Mm-hmm. You try to, especially, you know, if you had the house where all everybody came to, like all your homies, if you had the fun house, right? Like everybody want to come to your house and play the game, and you know, it's just, that's building bonds. And you know what I'm saying? You being able to, you know, learn more about you and your friends outside of just being in school and et cetera, because everybody doesn't have the opportunity to, let's say, go hang with their friends and do extracurricular, like, you know, activities like that after class. And, you know, some parents are a little bit harder on the kids than the others. So, you know, being able to be up with my friends through video games growing up was dope.
What's your favorite video game of all time?
Tecmo Bowl.
Tecmo Bowl, hard. You old Tecmo too. Bowl. That's the thing. That just aged you right there, because, again, you can be able to run to the other end zone and heave it and score a touchdown. You could throw 100.
Bo Jackson in the house every time.
Bro, you could go zigzag the entire field and score, or go backwards, and they still wouldn't be able to tackle.
Right.
That's crazy. Who did you play video games with the most? Like, just like your best friends or your cousins?
Some of my best friends. Like, we had, you know, one of my partners, that's where we went every day after school, to his house. And he had all the games and all the systems and stuff. So it was dope to just be over there with the homies.
When did you retire from playing video games?
I haven't been playing video games like consistently. Let's say in about 5 years. But I have like I have a PS5. I don't even touch it, bro. Like it's
same. I mean, I've got to the point. I've seen a TikTok video where it says you have a full-time job, and a weekend off. And the dude turned on the game. He sat on the couch and fell asleep with the controller in his hand. You just don't have that attention span or that effort to do it. I mean, I know some people that are still committed to it, but like, it's just the idea of like, oh yeah, I can go get the system, or it's here for hosting purposes. If I'm going to get dressed, and I'm like, oh, you can turn the game on, go ahead and play. Wow, you know, this and that. But I don't think we really locked in like that. Even during the Panera Bread, we still wasn't playing that much.
Because he like, what's up, Jay?
No, I was just going to let you go, but I was going to ask you how you got your name, Butter.
Hooping coming up, man. Coach told me I smooth like butter, and I've been butter ever since. Me and my family calls me butter. Anybody I'm dealing with business wise, they call me butter. So just like,
but how did that name get brought home? Did somebody else started calling you butter after the coach did?
The coach did, and my mom picked it up, and yeah, you know, it was everybody's calling me that at school, so.
That's crazy that your nickname came from basketball and sports. It's full circle, obviously, that being one of your topics. But, like, I don't know why. I didn't think anything else of, like, how would you – I knew it would be associated with being smooth or some shit like that. But, like, for a coach to tell you, like, yo, you smooth, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because it ain't too many butters that's running around. I know a butter from Park Village, and I know you. You know what I'm saying? And he hooped, too. But I don't think he was smooth, but you know what I'm saying? It was
sure. That's the name, man. I love it though, you know.
I mean, at this point, man, you know what I'm saying? You found a way to embrace it and embody it into, you know, your different transitions of your life and where you are in your career. Now you have, like, you know, we mentioned in your bio about your run club. What got you into running?
So running was something I picked up about 7 years ago when my daughter was born. You know, you have a kid, you pick up dad weight because you're not as active as you used to be. I was working multiple jobs trying to make it away from my kid. So, you know, next thing I know, I took a picture and I looked at myself in that picture and I was like, yo, who's that guy? You know what I'm saying? So I picked up some pounds and running was free. Didn't have to go get a gym membership for it. Start off with one mile, one led to two led to four. You know what I'm saying? Now I've got my run club. I've run multiple marathons, and it's really, you know, my everything. Like, I love it.
We end up getting a little close in 2018. You got a chance to, you know, I got a chance to join you guys and run for a little bit. And then you came and ran with us with BK and a couple mm-hmm. other people on the night runs. And we did the Adidas Parlay and a couple other events. From there, obviously, you know, the run club just ended up just obviously booming and right. took off. And, you know, now you're here, you know, you got endorsements, you got, you know, different, you know, more eyes on it. What has been the most, what has kept you going outside of, you know, your daughter, obviously, but what has kept you going to show up every day for people and continue to push this this health driven organization?
What does it for me, the rewarding part of everything for me, is when people gravitate to what I'm doing and it starts impacting them. Like when people tell me they ran their fastest mile, time's getting better, or just I wouldn't do no crazy races. I just want people that look like us to be active. So if kids 75, I think it's just getting people of color more, you know, not just curious. Right now we're in a world where combating so many just different things, you know, heart disease, high blood pressure, COVID, et cetera, et cetera. And a healthier lifestyle helps with that. So the reward is, you know, people just, you know, taking control of their health and just wanting to do better.
Yeah, a buddy of mine actually joined you one time, and he told me like about the experience, and he said that he really liked that. You know, it was almost like basically a run club church, right? You had the overall community part, and then obviously come as you are, no judgment, mm-hmm. just join and run, and you know, obviously was very welcoming. And you had, you know what I mean? Like everybody's kind of pushing each other to finish. And that's, I think that's good for people that want to get into running, that may have questions or fear or feel like they ain't fast enough and just not mm-hmm. really understanding the real community of it. So, you know, I want to commend you for the work that you're doing and continue to push that lifestyle, especially in our our community, because again, we have went against, you know, working out, we went against healthy eating, we went against going to the doctor and doing the normal things that should be essential, but also sometimes we lack the resources, and you kind of created a resource for people to use the earth as their gym. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To put their, I know most people say what the carbon footprint, remove the carbon footprint, and, you know what I mean? And be able to, you know, map out and see different places. Cause, you know, like I said, I got a chance to run with y'all in downtown LA. It was places I ain't never even like drove down any streets, and we seeing art and we stopping and somebody talking, right, and you can just go down the way, and being able to just hit different areas. And then obviously, you know, you're working out constantly. So it's super inspirational.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Yeah, man, I was going to say, like, you kind of creating your own business out of your personal necessity is a very, like, inspirational thing to see, you know, because it wasn't like just an average, you know, entrepreneurial decision. It was something that was geared within health and, you know, like, thoughtfulness towards the community and, you know, just like, people being able to live longer and live healthy. You know, I think that's very commendable at the very least, you know?
Thank you, bro. I just want us to all live forever. And it's, you know, a healthy, like I said, a healthier lifestyle to help us, you know, extend that lifespan.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have a question that we ask all our guests. What advice would you give your 18-year-old self?
Just be patient. We be patient because everything's gonna figure itself out. And I tell people, we have this thing where, like, let's say we're 16, 18, whatever, we feel like we have a way that we feel like life is gonna play out. We're gonna graduate high school, go to college, you know, get a job, get married, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, that's just how people kind of see, the majority kind of see their way, their life playing out. But that's not necessarily the case all the time, you know? So in that, we are, you know, in the course of life, we're going to bump our heads. We're going to feel like we're not at the point we're supposed to be at. And, you know, it'll tend to bother us. But as we've all seen, as we get older and, you know, time goes on, things get better. Like, you find something you love, give it everything you have, and you'll be all right. But just be patient, because things will work itself out.
Sound advice. Definitely. Things will work itself out. Even at your lowest points, you know, the good thing about life, you get an extra 24, man, to fix it.
Exactly.
Well, man, this has definitely been a dope episode, man. I'm glad that we got a chance to talk to you. I hadn't seen you in a long time. So, you know, it's obviously a joy to even have you in this space. So thank you, Jason, for reaching out to Butter too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nah, thank you, Butter, for being on. I remember Butter from the LMU days, hosting the shows, having parties, turning up in the dorm. You know, we've been rocking for a long time, many phases through this LA and life journey. And to see him where he is now from where I met him is just incredible, just to show this human growth and, you know, how on his shit he is and has been.
So, brother, man, thank you, man. I appreciate this.
Yes, sir.
Growing up the same wins the game.